Please turn to Psalm 87. Psalm 87. If this is your first time here, we're really thankful you've come. Psalm 87 and verse 6. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. Turn to the New Testament, to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 and verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. John chapter 1. The Gospel according to John chapter 1. For the final reading, John 1 verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. God will bless to us the reading of his word. I've been thinking this afternoon of the truth that the Lord Jesus emphasized to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus said to that dear old man, that gentleman, you must be born again. Should there be any in our audience tonight who have never heard such a message, we encourage you, dear friend, to search the scriptures and find if these things be so. And you'll find that it is true that Jesus said, you must be born again. Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Let me ask you at the outset of this meeting, are you born again? Have you had an experience in your life when you realized that you were lost and you were going down to hell? But you realized that God loved you and he sent his son Jesus from heaven to earth to go to Calvary to die in your place. Have you ever had a time when you accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior? If not, you have never been born again. You're still lost, and you're on the road that leads to destruction. You read in Psalm 87, the Lord shall come when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. I'm taking that verse out of context, but I want to use it in the gospel tonight. The Lord shall come. The Lord is a careful bookkeeper. The Lord is keeping record. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. And linking with this, we have in Luke chapter 10, the Lord Jesus said to his own, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Is your name written down in the Lamb's book of life? Can you picture your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven tonight? If not, dear friend, you're going to face the blackness of eternity and the judgment of God forever in the lake of fire. Oh, you say, do you people believe in such a place? If I didn't believe what I'm saying, I wouldn't be standing here. We believe there's a literal hell. There's a real place called the lake of fire. And so we would encourage you tonight to listen with all your being and fiber, that you might find out how you can get your name written down in God's book, the book of life. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people. This man was born there. We read in Luke chapter 12, the Lord Jesus said to his own one day, even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Job says, doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? The Lord knows all about you. There's not a hair that falls to the ground that he doesn't notice. There's not a step that you take that he doesn't know about. He knows when you took your first step. And he knows when you'll take your last. And it could be tonight. He's a careful bookkeeper. And then we read in Psalm 130 and verse 3, the psalmist says, if thou, Lord, shouldst mark or count iniquities, O Lord, who will stand? Not only does he count our hair and count our steps, he counts our sin. How long have you been living in your sins? Is there a boy here of 10 years of age? You've got 10 years of sins. Is there a girl here of 12 or 13 and you're not saved? 12 years of sins. Some sins that your mother knows about, but most of them she's never known about. But he knows about them, and he's kept careful records. But you know, those sins don't have to be against you forever. David says, and it said of David in Romans chapter 4, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin or count sin. When a person is born again, when a person is saved, their sins are taken away from their account. They won't come against them. And I think of the Lord Jesus when he says prophetically in Psalm 22 and verse 17, he says, I may count all my bones. Oh, dear friend, think of it. There he is hanging on the cross with a crown of thorns crushed into his blessed head, the spittle of man mixing with the blood, and his back torn and bleeding, and a crowd gathering around who hate him. And he's hanging there in agony and shame. And he says, I may count all my bones. They, the soldiers gather around, look and stare upon me. They pierce my hands and my feet. Oh, dear friends, we want to bring before you eternity tonight. Things that matter. You're so concerned about getting a good education. But what will it matter, young man, 5 minutes after you die and you step into the great beyond without God and without hope, lost forever?
when the Savior hung at Calvary, and he felt every pang of pain that could be imagined. More than that, all those sins that are against us were laid upon him. The Lord laid upon him the iniquity, the sin of us all. The Lord shall come when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. No wonder we have in Psalm 90, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. May God help you, young one, tonight to be in a hurry to be saved, to number your days, to realize how short life is. I was telling the children this morning, or this afternoon in the children's meeting, the Sunday school, that I was asked to be a pallbearer when I was about 18 years of age. You know, as a 9-year-old girl, body in that casket. We have some here tonight, and you're about 9 years of age. You think you're healthy. You think you have a long time. But before next Sunday night, your body could be lying in a casket. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The Lord shall come. He keeps careful record. This man, it's personal. This man was born. It really happened. It wasn't a maybe. It wasn't a hope so. Maybe I'm speaking to some tonight and you hope you're saved. You think you're saved. But you have no assurance. That's no good. We want you to have absolute certainty. And I hope there's no one here relying on some thing that man has done. I got a phone call about a month ago after returning from the Arnstein Conference. A woman that attends our meetings. She phoned me up and she says, Murray, we've got a new brother. I said, oh? Yes, she said, I was talking to him on the phone from 9 o'clock at night till 2 in the morning. And I asked him if he was saved, and he said, no. I said, would you like to be saved? And he said he would. So she said, you just quote this prayer after me, and you'll be saved. She quoted him the sinner's prayer. And she said, how do you feel now? He says, I feel good. And she was wondering why I wasn't getting excited. I hope there's no one here, and that's all you're holding on to. I remember visiting a person with Mr. Granger a few years back, and the mother gets out a book, and she shows us in this book the names of her children, and when they profess to be saved. And those boys were pointing. They were so glad that Mother had written it down. You know why? Because there was nothing in their life to prove they had anything. But they were sure they were saved because Mother wrote it down in her book. Mr. Granger and I both said after that visit, we hope it's written down in heaven. And I'm wondering tonight if there are some young people here, if your name is written in heaven. When we look back and we see the carryings on of some of the young people during the meetings, when the Lord Jesus is being remembered at the breaking of bread, and they can fool and laugh and talk, we wonder, have they been born again? Or are they just holding on to something that is false? This was real. The Lord is a careful bookkeeper. He knows what he's writing down. The Lord shall count. This man, when he writeth up the people that this man was born, it really happened. was born there. I wonder, can we ask some simple questions? Are you born again? Where were you born again? I was born in a hospital in Kirkland Lake on the 7th of June, 1950. But I was born again in a little farmhouse. North of here, a place called Charlton. Up in the bedroom, sitting on my bed. That's where I was born again. Dear friend, where were you born again? When were you born again? How were you born again? Suppose we asked that woman in John chapter 4, when we get home to heaven, those of us who'll get there, we'll ask that woman, where were you born again? Oh, she'll say, you know. You read John chapter 4. You remember how I came to get water at the well at noontime, and Jesus was sitting there, and he asked me for a drink of water. He was a total stranger to me. And he started to say to me that if I knew who he was, I'd ask for living water. I never heard such language before. And finally he tells me to go call my husband. And I said to him, I don't have one. He says, you're telling the truth. You've had five, and the man you're living with now is not your husband. And she says, I started to feel convicted. I realized this man was a prophet or something. And he knew all about me. But finally he revealed himself to me that he was the Christ. That's when I was born again. I realized I was talking to the Christ who knew all about me. And I couldn't wait to go back into the city and tell others. And they came out too. And others were born again. And if we meet the thief, he's not a thief anymore, thank God. But the man that was hanging on the cross alongside the Lord Jesus. Ask him, where were you born again? Well, he says, I was born again on a cross. When were you born again? I was born again just a while before I died. I was born again when I realized that the man I was hanging with beside was the Son of God. And he was perfect. And he was dying, not for his sin because he had done, but he was dying for the sin of the world, and he died for me. And I said to him, Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And he said to me, today, this day, shalt thou be with me in paradise. And I just believed him. And I was in pain, but I had joy that I never had before. If you ask the centurion, how were you born again? Well, he'd say, sir, I'd taken many crucifixions. I was in charge of many deaths. But this one was unusual from the beginning to the end. When we put that man, Jesus, on the cross, and I ordered my soldiers to drive the nails in his hands and feet, he didn't struggle. He didn't curse us. He didn't yell out in pain. He took it like a lamb. And then we lifted up the cross and dropped it in the hole. And we heard him say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And he said it over again. I never heard such a thing. And then he said, in the middle of the day, after he was hanging there about 3 hours, there was total darkness. I couldn't believe it. We couldn't see one another for 3 hours.
He said at the end of it, he said he was thirsty. And then he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He died. And it really happened. He was really dead. And he says there was an earthquake after that. And he says we realized God was there. And he said, I said, truly this was the Son of God. Truly this was a righteous man. And I bowed to the claims of the Lord Jesus Christ that day. And he forgave me of all my sin. Dear friend, let me ask you tonight, have you had an experience where you have been born again? Because Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.